Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fox Den, a semi-regular slot for Speakeasy Radio. I'm Auntie Fox and I run Fox Spirit Books, a small press that specialises in genre fiction and occasionally other things, because the great joy of being a small press is doing what we want to do. I'm going to be using these slots to talk about things that matter to me as a reader and a publisher and sometimes just as a human being. And I want to kick off by talking about something that matters to me a great deal and is gaining momentum as a discussion at the moment, which I think is long overdue. There have been some really great campaigns like We Need Diverse Books aimed at young adult novels. Young adults want to grow up reading about people they relate to, as well as enjoying the experiences of other types of childhood, teen years, youth. But it comes down to more than just diverse stories. And I think where it starts for me is the filters a story goes through. Every story goes through two filters every time it's read. It's gone through the filter of the person who wrote it. It naturally is going to take on some of the limits and some of the richness of their experience of the world. If you're a white middle-class woman, you can only write other perspectives as best you understand them, but you haven't lived them. It also goes through the filter of the reader, so no two people read quite the same book. So from my point of view, it's great that more middle-class white men are writing more diverse characters. They're writing more lead characters of colour. They're writing more lead characters who are female or non-binary. They're including more characters who aren't heterosexual. All of these are good, but they're limited because they're all written with the limited understanding that middle-class white men have of those things and of being those things. So for truly diverse books, you need diverse writers. And this is a great thing because diversity, bringing that individualization, improves the richness of the reading experience. And this is the thing I think keeps getting missed. People don't necessarily want someone telling their stories. They want to tell their own stories. And there need to be opportunities to do that. There needs to be more diversity, more multiculturalism across the board in writing. It can only improve books and the reading experience. If you give 100 people from exactly the same background 100 different story titles, you will see less diversity in the reading experience than if you give 100 different people from very different backgrounds the same story title, because you bring your own filter of experience to it as a writer. As a reader, I can only ever take in through the filter of my life and my experience and my perspective on things, my understanding of other people and other people's lives. Requires a little empathy to be a good reader, but it's always limiting. So the more diversity I can get in the writers, the more diversity I can get in my reading experience, the less limiting it is. But to limit it at both ends, to have it filtered by the writer's experience being very much like my own or very much like every other writer's, and then to filter it through my own experience, means I'm losing not just a little bit of the range of storytelling because I'm restricted in what I can understand and see, but I'm losing masses in what could be put in by the writer in the first place. So essentially, in short, diversity, good for books, good for readers, but diversity in writers is important. It's lovely when straight people write more gay characters. It's a good thing. It fills the world. It's good for books to reflect the world as it really is, diverse. But it's important that gay writers get the chance to write their own characters, be they straight, gay, or any other sexuality. It's important that writers of colour get to tell their stories, and any other stories they want to tell. And this is the thing, it's not a zero-sum game. Having African writers write African stories doesn't mean European writers can't. It means you see those stories from different perspectives. European writers are not going to be able to write the same African stories that African writers can, as an example. And that's why it was important to us as a publisher and important to the editors when we did African Monsters to reach out to writers who are from the continent, who live in those countries, who have strong links to those countries, people who were born there, lived there for a period of their life, whose ancestors are African, people who understand where those monsters come from, to share them with us so that we can understand them better. So that covers some of why diversity is important in publishing, to read books, stories, to readers. And that is every kind of diversity, economic, racial, cultural, every kind of diversity. I want to talk a little bit now about some of the common comebacks you get when you point out a lack of diversity.
But before I do, I just want to say that, in fairness to a publisher or an editor, I think it's important to look at their body of work rather than just a single table of contents. It can be very easy to see a lack of diversity in a single table of contents, where the wider field of a publisher's work shows a substantial amount of it and a real effort to deliver it. So that said, I think some of the things you hear the most are cream rises to the top. I can only choose from the stories submitted. I choose the best stories for the book. Well, cream rises to the top is always problematic because only if anyone knows about it. The others, I choose the best stories for my book. I can only choose from the submissions available. Both those things are completely true to an extent. I mean, they're not the whole story. They're not incorrect. A publisher or an editor can only choose from the submissions they get. And perhaps that's where the little bit of extra effort is needed in getting more varied submissions, in going out there and saying to the various communities, actually, you're welcome. We want you. We want to work with you. Send us your stories. We want to put them out into the world. It requires a little effort. Sure, when we put out a call for respectable horror, we had an overwhelming majority of white men responding initially. Something about the call obviously appealed to them. And when it was flagged up to me by the editor, we both went out and found message boards that we knew of where writers of colour and female writers could be found and put the call up or put a link to the call up and tried to draw their attention to it. We went as far as emailing some people and saying, would you consider submitting to this? There's no guarantee of getting in. We will pick the best stories for the book. But we went out of our way to engage because we wanted a diverse group of stories to pick from. If you only get women who are 24 from Croydon submitting, then all of your stories are going to be by women of 24 from Croydon. But if you only tell women who are 24 from Croydon about your book, then yeah, obviously that's all you're going to get. You have to cast the net wider, and it can take a little work. So at the end of the day, diversity isn't art, but it does require some effort, and you have to be open to it. You have to provide a safe environment for people if you're going to expect them to put their work in your hands. There is a lot to overcome in the attitudes to diversity, the attitudes of readers, the attitudes of publishers, the attitudes of marketing departments. There's a reason that a lot of crime writers use their initials if they're women. There's a reason some male romance writers write under women's names. There are a lot of preconceptions around who writes what and who writes what well, and we need to overcome those. We need to push through them. We need to get the stories out there and show that it doesn't matter, that good stories come from every background, every culture, every gender. People have stories to tell, and we need to let them tell them. So while it may be true that you pick the best stories for your book, you should be making sure you have a diverse pool of stories to pick from in the first place.
I want to round off by saying, when we engage with stories, we do it for a number of reasons. And that means sometimes we want to disappear into fantasies with worlds and characters that we don't recognise, that are completely different to our own experiences. We want something new to us. At other times, we want to curl up with something familiar. We want to have protagonists we can relate to, situations we understand. We want to feel we're not on our own. So, in a diverse world, it's incredibly important to have diverse stories. So that everybody has books and films and media they can relate to that reflects themselves. And so that everybody can access something that's vastly outside their own experience as well. Partly because it helps us escape what we know, and partly because it broadens our understanding of the world and of other people. Diversity matters. Diverse writers matter. Diverse characters and books matter. And it matters in film, it matters on TV, and it matters in art. Because these are all parts of stories. These are all ways of telling stories. And everybody deserves to have stories that reflect their experience of the world, that they can put themselves in. And to try and prevent diversity is not only pointless, but ridiculous. To fight this, to fight the industry's attempts to improve, to fight for awards to go back to being space rockets on white men, it's ludicrous. It's narrowing everybody's view of the world, and that's not what stories are for. It's the exact opposite of what stories are for. So I think that's pretty much all I have to say on the matter for now. I want to use some of these slots to talk about publishing stuff on a practical level, and I'll probably find other things that I feel I need to really get into over the coming months.
But thank you for indulging me and listening. Read diverse books. Buy something different. Buy something you would never normally have on your shelves, whether it be because you read mostly American writers. Buy something by a European writer or an African writer or an Asian writer. If you read mostly men, buy something by a woman. In the genres you love, you don't even have to lead the types of books you like to find these books. So get out there and read something new. Thank you. This is Auntie Fox signing off for Speakeasy.
Thanks, Adele, for hosting. And we'll see you all soon at the next episode of Speakeasy Radio.